Did you have to practice baseball before filming The Sandlot?
It was my first real job ever. I was the last guy cast, and my callback was actually a baseball field. They said, we love you. We're going to bring you out to meet the other guys. Make sure you get along with them, and you can play baseball. So the callback was, can you play baseball?
And how fun was that?
It was great. And then when we booked the job, we went on a two-week boot camp to freshen up our baseball skills.
And this is your introduction to showbiz.
Yeah. People asked if I liked it, and I was like, getting paid to play baseball over the summer was pretty great.
So Patrick Renna, oh my gosh, it's such a pleasure to have you here.
Yes, it is.
I love that we have history.
We do.
We have a little bit of history, and it's lovely. Every guest that we've had, I don't have history with everybody. Not everybody's been on the show. I haven't met a lot of these new guys, these voiceover guys for gaming and whatnot.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I know.
It's like a reunion.
How do you guys...
Well, I used to work with Pat for, 10 years?
You did?
Yeah.
I'm putting my support pillow on.
Oh. Emotional support donut.
Something.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Soph and I have known each other for a while. Not as long as we have, but we did some fun stuff together.
But meanwhile, we asked our fans, we went to social media and asked our fans, we told them that you were going to be a guest on the show, and ask them, you know, what questions would you like me to ask Patrick and what questions would you like Patrick to ask me?
I love that.
We were flooded.
Flooded.
With tons and tons across the social media. So you've got some cards there that you can use. We wrote them down for you.
Okay. Let me move my...
But paper. I'm going to start I'm going to ask...
Oh, these are the questions.
Those are the questions.
So exciting.
I'm really nervous. Oh, you get to play a little interviewer.
My Johnny Carson moment.
Your donut is here so that you can feel supported, you know?
All right, here you go. This is from Tossed Away 1776. Are you still buddies with any of the cast from The Sandlot?
Yeah, all of them.
That's so
cool. We probably see each other half a dozen times a year. Some of them see each other more often.
Six times a year?
Yeah, well, we all live in the same apartment building.
So. What?
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, we do appearances together sometimes. Maybe not six. Some of the guys travel together and do little appearances, and they do more. I have three young kids, so I don't do quite as many.
Wait, you have three?
Yeah, three. We just had our third.
Is it a girl?
Girl.
Yeah. Oh, you got your little toots.
Yeah, I got my toots.
Oh.
She's 10 months now, almost a year.
Oh, my word. I didn't know that. Congrats.
Yeah, and we thought it was a boy.
Because?
Well, because we thought it was a boy very early on. She did the little blood test that tells you the sex, and I got the text on my phone that said,
Congrats,
your test results came in, and check out the sex. So I went on the portal, and it said, new test, boy.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, we're having a boy. And we were like, yay, three boys. And speaking of Lindsay, our mutual friend has three boys. And we're like, all right, she has an amazing family. Well, we wanted a girl, but I'm not going to do that like bummed out thing because I've been stoked. 2 weeks later, my wife calls me and goes, honey, the doctor just called me. We're having a girl. And I was like, what? And I went back to the site later and it still said new test, but it hadn't updated. I was looking at my middle child's.
Oh,
and I just didn't look at the name because it said new test.
Yes.
It wasn't really my fault. My wife gives me a lot of, you know, grief for this one, but it said new test, and it was from 2020.
I don't know that my opinion really matters, but my feeling is you
influenced it.
You guys wanted a girl so bad.
Maybe we changed it.
It worked.
Glitched.
It
could be. Could be.
Yeah,
could
you put be. It there. I'm just saying.
It was really cool. I was on the golf course when I found out, so it was pretty funny. I was with a good friend of mine who has a daughter, and we started crying.
That's two holes in one. That's awesome.
That's right. That's right.
That's awesome.
Okay, so you're still friends with all these guys from The Sandlot.
Oh, yeah.
They all live in L.A. or just spread out all over the U.S.?
Four of us. Actually, five of us live here, and then four of them are, where are they? Nashville, Florida, New Jersey, and Philly.
Nice.
And do they, I heard of this thing called the Savannah, you were telling me, the Savannah Banana?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do y'all go to that, or is that a special thing that you do?
They had me out a year ago at Angel Stadium, and he just wanted to do collabs on social media. And then at the last minute, the Jesse Cole, the guy who runs it, said, you know what? I want you to bat. And I'm like,
so what is that? It's a game that you're.
Yeah, but Savannah Bananas. So it's an actual league. They expanded to six teams. They actually play baseball. They're very good baseball players. They're probably the equivalent of minor league players. Mm. So sure, maybe they're not quite to the level of majors, but realize any minor league player could get called up. So
true.
Like these are very extraordinarily talented baseball players. It's real baseball. They don't fix games.
Okay.
They just happen to make them they have their own rules that speed the game up. Like you can't step out of the batter's box. That's an out because that slows the game down.
Wow.
So they've taken Major League Baseball and changed the rules to speed it up. And then it's just a constant party. Like Derek Huff was there at the last one, dancing with a ball and on the field. And
it sounds like the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball.
It is. It's that. It's like a show.
Yeah.
And then they have me bat. But they don't fix the game. So I went in and took the place of a player's in the lineup and they announced me, you know, Hamilton Porter and people.
I want to do that. That sounds like fun.
But they don't fix games. So, you know.
All right.
That's high stakes.
So I was like, I'm not going to be able to bat against a minor league level player. So he, told him to throw a changeup, which is the slower one. And he gave me the lefty, which was on the slower side, but the guy's still throwing 70 miles an hour. He might have loosened up a little bit for me, but it wasn't nothing.
Yeah.
Did you get a hit?
Yeah, I got a piece of it. I hit it to the outfield, but they caught me out.
Whoa, so, dude.
Yeah. I got a nice shot.
Yeah. You didn't embarrass yourself.
I didn't embarrass myself.
Well, that's very
good. Proud.
The first one I fouled off my hand and I'm in front of, they realize they sell out. So it's like 40,000 fans at Angel Stadium.
Whoa.
And I'm like, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry. because I have a mic on and it's a whole thing. And
wow.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It's kind of nerve-wracking.
It was nerve-wracking. This is from Home Sleeping.
Okay.
Home_sleeping. Asks, if you had to marry one of the Simpson characters, who would it be? And this is Nancy Cartwright.
Yeah. Who would Nancy Cartwright
marry? Falling
Cartwright
in love with a character from The Simpsons. Well, now, hold on. Haven't there been so many celebrities playing themselves? Just name your celebrity crush. Come on.
Yeah.
There you go. This is the easiest question ever made.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, for real.
There you go. Hugh Jackman.
Your dream's gotta come true. You just have to marry him in The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Sophie, Patrick, I just have to say this. I have brought up Hugh Jackman too many times on here. He's gonna think I'm a fanatic, so I'm switching it out. Right? I'm doing a switch.
Who else you got?
Oh, what's that called? A switch hitter.
Yeah,
I'm gonna switch hit in this baseball themed episode of Simpsons Declassified. You ready for the new one?
Yeah.
Ready.
Billy Bob Thornton.
He's been on, himself is the inside the theater.
That guy, I do have an actor crush on him.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, the last couple of things I've watched, he's just incredible.
Seems to be a good dude, too. Good person.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So.
Okay.
Thank you. It was so easy.
You're going to have to step it up, Hugh, because she changed.
Even though you wanted Ned Flanders, we know.
Deep down inside.
Let's see if I can come up with a weird one for you. This is from Nutter Butter, who asks, curious what your career looks like now, day to day. What are you spending most of your time on and what do you enjoy the most?
So I since COVID, I've been producing a lot. And running a production company. And about 2 years ago, I kind of transitioned out of that company that I built into my own production company.
Awesome.
So I kind of had a lot of experience. I started directing a little bit. It wasn't my production company. I was sort of, helping run it. And then I started Hambino Media with a very good friend of mine, Kyle Howard. So he's my partner in it. And we're developing TV shows, movies, things like that. I still act. So, I did a Hallmark movie at the end of last year and I've done, a movie a year for the past few years.
Nice.
Awesome.
And then I do a lot of brand deals from social media. So I kind of do commercials on my socials, which Hambino Media produces. So when a brand asks me to do a spot, a lot of times people will just sort of look in a camera and talk about how great it is. But like,
yes.
you know, when I did Dose, mm-hmm. I like to make them more fun.
Yeah, you
know,
you are so good at that.
Actually, I did a cold plunge for Dose. Yeah. Dose is getting a little free shout out here.
Nice.
I wanted to talk about Dose to the camera while doing my first cold plunge, which you can imagine.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, what, you know, yeah. it's all about health and things.
But they like hire that. Your production company then to do that?
Yeah, they hire me directly, and then I bring in my company and
Kyle,
and we have a little team, and we shoot them all. I like to make them more mini spots, and then sometimes they're bigger. Like I did a spot with Dairy Queen where I had a production budget, and we had a nice crew.
Wow,
and,
that's great.
Yeah. So.
Patrick, you're so multi-talented. Your little vignettes that you do, your funny little bits that are only seconds long, maybe 15 seconds or whatever.
Yeah.
You got a gift, you know? You might consider making some attempt at a living. I don't know. You're so funny.
Yeah, well, the thing we're developing now is with the Sandlot guys. So we're filming something, and I didn't realize it was the 250th year, but we're filming something around 4th of July. Mm-hmm. And Sandlot has 4th of July, like, sort of ties to
right.
it.
Summer.
So I'm putting it on my YouTube channel. We're doing a 9-episode, 4 to 5 minute YouTube show that we're filming in 8 weeks, and they're all coming out. And then I'll release it in a few months.
That's Will you fantastic. Be filming on the 4th of July?
I'll be filming on the 3rd of July.
Oh,
what are you doing on the 4th of July?
That's why I said 3rd. You tell me, it sounds like. What am I doing?
Yes, he wants to invite you.
Where
to
are we going?
We'll talk.
We'll talk. Okay.
I have an idea.
I love 4th of July. Let's do it.
But you are so good at creating something entertaining with the brand. Like the one you did with McDonald's.
With the French fries. That wasn't a brand one. That was just.
Well, they should pay you for really that.
So funny. Funny.
Although I don't know that they want me smoking their fries.
Well,
you know what I mean?
That's true.
That was the first time I had eaten McDonald's in like a decade.
Well, and what happened after?
It was so good. I'm sorry. Like,
no regrets.
You forget how good McDonald's fries are.
They're the best fries at all.
I did that a couple times. Like, let's just do one more.
You're like, I didn't really feel that one. No. I got to do that one again.
Oh, dude.
Ridiculously good.
Yeah. No.
Well, I also, I have a little secret weapon. My Gen Z, you always got to have a Gen Zer around.
You got to have
just like you have these young gals. You know, I have a young gal that helps me.
That's a slur.
No, what do you mean?
On me. What do you mean, young gals?
Nance, I'm just talking about us millennials.
Millennials have to have.
We got to have the Gen Zers around.
Okay.
We're young, but you know, you got to have the children around.
I'm not young. Come on.
Nance.
You're not going to win.
You can't win. Yeah.
I say a compliment, I'm toast.
I have that. So, but wait, that's a good point. You have someone.
I have a little around. Secret weapon that keeps me, you know, current. Because I don't know what's cool anymore.
Let's have a donut break.
Have a donut break?
Yeah, it's time for a donut break.
We're looking at an interesting donut.
Yeah.
It looks like it's not just a donut. It looks like it also is something else.
Yeah, monkey puke. Look at that. It's green.
It's
monkey green puke. Monkey puke.
That's funny. That's
green
what I was thinking.
On top.
I didn't know if I could
words
say
words right
that.
Out of my mouth.
Yeah, it looks like it's like tea, some sort of green tea flavored topping.
Matcha
on top of like a bun donut.
You know, it's a door jam. It could be. It could be a door jam.
You're not happy about this.
I'm still going
to
eat it.
Trepidatious. Trepidatious. Okay, so Nancy, you want to walk them through what you were about to do right now?
So what we're going to do is we're each going to take a bite of it and you know, enjoy it or whatever, and then we're going to rate it from 0 to 10.
Okay.
Wait, okay, so what do we do?
Just bite into it. Just take a bite.
Don't bite my finger.
At the same time. Don't worry about it. Don't be self-conscious. Okay, so what are your first thoughts here, guys?
Well, our nose is definitely touched.
That was fun.
That's
cute. Was totally fun, I have to say.
I just need a little coffee.
I think it does have a little bit of a green tea flavor to it, right?
Yeah, and the donut was weird.
The donut was it was too flaky, too crunchy.
Yeah, like you don't need to mess with maybe the greatest dessert on the planet.
Right.
Mm. Like, just make me a donut. Just a disclaimer, though. Yes. I would eat the whole thing. Let's be honest with ourselves here.
I'm not going to discriminate that
No.
let's just cut to the chase here. Ready?
Okay, one, two, three, go.
Is it one, two, three, go?
Yeah, one, two, three, go. Okay.
Like on the third beep.
Okay.
With one, two,
one, two, three,
go.
Three.
Four and three. Four, Patrick, three, Nancy. I mean,
I felt that was harsh.
Yeah. No, I think that was harsh. Think
you're in good shape. Was I good. Was harsher than you.
I should have gotten three.
You can change at the end.
Felt like a three.
So I've got a question for you, and this is from Rothry1010.
Oh, I know. That's a friend of mine.
Old friend.
Who asked you, did you have to practice baseball before filming The Sandlot, and what was your favorite memory while filming?
Oh, so we're allowed double questions.
Well, sometimes they ask three. I'm like, yeah. Come on, people.
Yeah. he's cheating a little bit. I did. Yeah, we definitely, I think it's not that we had to practice, but we were hired. They only hired kids that had some experience because they knew that we had to play. So it's funny because I was the last guy cast, and my audition, I went in and went to the director, and it was my first real job ever. And my callback was actually a baseball field. So they said, we love you. We're going to bring you out to meet the other guys. Make sure you get along with them and you can play baseball. So the callback was, can you play baseball?
And how fun was that?
It was great. And then, yeah, we went on when we booked the job, we went on a 2-week boot camp to freshen up our baseball skills and, you know, and then, yeah, we were filming and playing.
And this is your introduction to showbiz.
Pretty much.
Playing baseball with some new friends.
Yeah.
That doesn't suck eggs at
all. No, people ask if I liked it, and I was like, getting paid to play baseball over the summer was pretty great. Yeah.
Were you a part of a team or anything like that before the movie?
Yeah, I played Little League.
Okay.
I'm originally from Boston, so I played Little League a lot in Boston, and then I played, I guess, junior high school baseball. I never really played baseball in high school. I was acting in high school, so yeah. I kind of just did that.
Yeah.
I don't know that I was always a decent baseball player, but high school ball starts getting pretty competitive.
Wow. Yeah.
Like that.
Some of those guys are probably looking for career in it, you know?
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, it could be a little intimidating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're throwing 80 miles an hour at that point, so.
Yeah. That's true.
I totally get it, man. I was a gymnast, but I was no Olga Corbett.
Sure.
I was more like Nadia Comaneci, I'm just saying.
No. Well, excuse me.
Not bad.
No, I just did it for fun.
Yeah.
But I get it. But so you were pretty warmed up for it. And
yeah, and I did baseball for fun too. So it was easy, an easy mix. I had never played catcher, so that was a little difficult because catcher is probably one of the hardest positions to play. So that was tough.
If also, only for the fact that you got to squat the entire time.
You have to squat. You know, I was and am a chubby man, so it's not so easy on the knees. Mm. Also, the equipment from the 60s is a lot less covering than the equipment in the 2000s.
Ooh.
So, you know, you have chin guards, huge face masks, back helmet guards. You have, I don't know if this, we have crotch guards.
Yes.
You mean now?
Yeah, now, yeah.
Now you're
you didn't have that. All I had then was a chest plate, really small shin guards, and just a face mask. So if it ever kind of hit outside of that, it was a little painful.
Yeah.
And it was the 90s in movie business. It's a lot different than 2020, you know? You don't have SAG reps and stuff coming on set making sure you're okay.
Like, he's fine. He'll get a bruise.
It really was that vibe on set. But honestly, I think that's part of the magic of it. Like,
yeah.
The director was just kind of like an older brother to us. And it was just like kids getting dirty, playing sports and having fun.
Well, and it was authentic. You look authentic.
And the crew is that way.
100%.
Dude, it's such a classic now. And wasn't. From what it was not such a huge hit, but in time, all of a sudden, it's just like it became the go-to family bonding and something that they could watch.
It's kind of funny how that happened. I think maybe DVD releases sort of caught that second wave, and then 20th anniversary, 25, 30 really made it more.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cool.
This is from LMike85. Do you have any rituals before going to a recording? I'm assuming he means Simpsons.
My rituals aren't like vocal warm-ups. They're not like red leather, yellow leather, or unique New York, obviously. But I do things like cold plunging and do contrast plunging, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold, 3 minutes each. And you listen to music or a podcast. I have a little timer there and I'm in, and it's damn cold.
So torture.
It's
basically
cold. 5,505. 5,500.
I like it.
That's her
Nancy's
ritual.
Nancy's ritual is torture. Self-torture.
And I love it. Go figure. It's just, you know, it's funny though, but because I am getting kind of used to 55, I may have to turn it, but 1 degree is a big difference.
I'm sure.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. You know.
I've been in that water. I don't know how she does it on a daily basis.
I know. I did my first cold plunge a few weeks ago, and it was when your chest goes under, you can't speak.
No, you're like.
How cold?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just a bunch of ice.
A bunch of ice. Okay.
It might have.
It was probably 50.
Yeah, it might have been like below. It might have been really cold.
Might I suggest started 65. That's in the winter. My pool was at 65 when I started doing it, and that was damn cold. And eventually, I acclimated, and then I just started moving it lower and lower.
I see what people like about it because you do kind of come out like very refreshed and rejuvenated.
Well, you're happy, dude. I mean, the dopamine, the serotonin's like woo. I mean, you're out the roof. It's it gets you going, and the only problem is like you're. All day.
I know.
It's like my hand, I'll touch.
It's true. It's just
Sophia,
like.
Sophia, Nancy, are you all right? Are you nervous? What's happened? No. I cold plunged.
Like, corpse just touched me.
Corpse. Anyway, so if you want to call that a ritual.
I like it.
I do long walks. I mean, I do mostly health type things, but I'm not la, 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 la. I've never, in order to do this, and then switch to this.
And then do this.
And then do this. I just don't, it's not a problem.
Yeah. Baby doll Bethy says, if you had to marry one of the Simpsons, no, just kidding. what is your favorite season of the Simpsons? That's kind of fun.
Okay, that is almost impossible.
I know.
Right? It's like, who's your favorite kid? Well, you got the baby girl now. I'm just saying.
I know. But, someone asked me that the other day.
Really?
But I think I answered it well. I said there's something about a first child that no other child can ever replicate.
That's right.
But my middle child, I think, makes me laugh more than anyone on the planet.
Wow.
And then I have the girl, which is just
everybody awesome. Holds a – they each have their own level at the Olympics.
You just love them so differently.
Yeah. It's lovely.
Getting teary-eyed.
Same with me and Dave Merkin. Because Dave Merkin, he did seasons – it's 5, 6, 7, and 8. I couldn't pick one. So it's sort of like a little bit of chorus line here, but 5, 6, 7, 8. Dave Merkin was seasons 5 and 6, and Josh Weinstein and Bill Oakley did 7 and 8. And I say those seasons – those seasons because we were definitely established by then. We were so on our way. And – to me, when I look back at that time, this is when it's everything gelled. We were really, really established. The writing was, it was so innovative. And not that it isn't now, it's just that that's when we really came together.
Right. Yep.
So these guys, and you look at those episodes and they're still like timeless.
Yeah.
They really are. And I remember being directed by them and working with them. We had the privilege of having Dave Merkin come on and found out things about the show that we didn't know about, that hopefully our fans learned about, because that's what they're supposed to be learning about here on Simpsons Declassified. But yeah, it's really, really, really fun.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What season was Billy Bob on?
You know, Billy Bob, I put a word in. Actually, I'm putting a word in right now. Matt Selman, Jim Brooks, I know that you're watching this, and I just wanted to say thank you so much for considering Billy Bob. He can bring a lot of integrity and a lot of talent. We'll be able to use that in order to promote, so that people will continue watching us for another 38 years.
What you don't know is that Nancy is Billy Bob Thornton's agent.
Yeah.
And
she's, you know, biggest fan and agent. That works out well.
But here's a question from Arcatorture 66, who says, when is your next Savannah Bananas appearance?
They want me to come in July to Chicago to the Cubs for a fun little thing. I'm working the day before, so I'd have to take a red eye. So as long as it works out, I'll be going to Chicago with the Bananas. That's
and if you don't hit the ball, you've got a perfect reason, you know, because you hadn't had any sleep.
That's right. That's right. And I can tell everyone that.
I think you should.
40,000 people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be fun. That would be so fun.
We'll see. But
I want to go to a Savannah Banana.
Oh, it sounds like a blast. My oldest loves it. They love it more than anything. It's just constant entertainment. It's really short, so it's only 2 hours. Though I did bring him to the World Series, and he was there for that 18-inning game.
Whoa.
And he was 8 at the time.
And he loved made it? Through.
Yeah.
18 innings?
18 innings.
Oh.
I remember that.
Yep. That was the Freddie Freeman. I think it was Freddie that hit the walk-off. Yeah.
Well, you said you were in Little League. My brothers were in Little League Baseball. I didn't go for the game. I went for the concession stand because they had—
Nothing better than a Dodger dog. Come on.
Best candy ever. It was. Sure. So I lived for that. That was good old days.
This is a funny one now that we know it's 38 seasons. Ray Fitzmaurice asks, where is Bart as a character headed? I don't know that it's anywhere different than the last 38 years, but I'll let you answer. Are there any ideas in the studio that depart from the status quo in terms of what Bart does and why he does it?
You know, it's animation, so we can take you anywhere. Homer's has been to the moon. He's been a zygote. I've been back in time and been with the Renaissance era. Mm-hmm. We've done some takeoffs on Shakespeare, and I love those episodes. I think they're so fun. And if only for seeing the change in costumes. It's so cool seeing like togas or seeing, you know, everybody else having headdresses on besides Marge's natural hair. It's just that I love the randomity of the locations and the time periods. There's nothing really set. I mean, there's a home and there's the school and there's Homer's work. But in terms of him as a character and where he's headed, heck if I know. I mean, it's just whatever they want. I'm there to do my job and have a great time. Mm-hmm. And I'm not quitting.
You hear that, Ray Fitzmaurice?
Yeah. So, God is that you asks you. You've been really active creating content on social media. Yeah, and it's hilarious. That's just my comment. What have you learned about what actually connects people?
I mean, the views. Then you know it connects.
Okay, next question.
But I'll tell you, I'll sort of answer a version of that is one of my favorite things about social media is that there's no middleman. It's you to the people watching, and you have immediate gratification, and you know immediately if they like it or not because of the views. If nobody watches it or nobody likes it, it wasn't what you were going for. If people love it, you're like, that's great. I nailed it.
Scored, yeah.
And like, you know, why am I an actor? Why do I love comedy? Because I like making people laugh. So you immediately know that you made a lot of people laugh and you made their day. Or my channels are there just for creativity. I don't do anything else with them. I'm not, you know, I have views on plenty of things, but I don't use my social platforms for that. I use it for entertainment because primarily I'm an actor. And so that's what I like to do.
You know, I think that's why part of the reason why I like it so much, because we don't have enough of it. Everywhere you go, it's like turning into the 6 o'clock news. Totally. It's like, come on, I don't think it was originally intended for that.
No, it'd be nice if the news got there together and was actually a legitimate place to get information.
Right.
Unfortunately, no matter what side you're on, you know, CNN and Fox News, they both are all over the place.
Right. Yeah.
And I think, like, it would be wonderful to actually get news.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be me. I can tell you news about what just happened on the corner of, you know, right there and there. And that's about it. But I don't know what's happening outside of there. So, but again, I use it as like, you know, it's part of my creativity and my way of like connecting immediately. And people that like it get to comment immediately. And sometimes those comments are the funniest thing.
So, yeah. You know,
like, there have been comments that have floored me.
like what? Like in a touching way?
No, my favorite comment I ever saw was Patrick Renna walked so Jonah Hill could run. Or Patrick Renna crawled so Jonah Hill could run. And I literally, to this day, still laugh at that.
That's so like, funny.
But, there's just things like that where there's very witty people.
Yes.
And they'll throw a little comment on and it just makes it so much more funny.
So,
I think my favorite response I've ever given that people seem to like was someone commented, that shirt's a little tight on you, buddy. Or they said, maybe get a bigger shirt. And I replied, or a smaller belly. And everyone loved my response to that one.
That's good.
That's
you can poke fun at yourself.
Yeah, well, you know, I've had it for years. And your donuts aren't helping. But yeah, I think that it's sort of a version of what he was asking or that person was asking.
Yeah, we need more of that for sure. That's the kind of content that like everybody is gravitating. Even our show, they're like, thank you for putting something out there that's positive.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh yeah, that.
Yeah, that's just, yeah. We that's need the whole of purpose it. Of art, isn't it?
Like 100%.
Yeah.
Like art is there to uplift.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes. Oh, Alexis Filan. Did you get to meet Paul McCartney during the Lisa the Vegetarian episode?
Yeah, I wish.
No?
I wish. No, I didn't get to. In fact, I think they flew Yardley. I think they flew her to London to do the record over there.
Wow, they flew her to London.
Yeah, yeah. I've got to meet a number of the celebrities, but a lot of them, their schedules just don't coincide with ours.
Yeah.
So we do them separate, and some of the guys do come in, like Billy Bob, who's going to be coming in. But I'm thinking other guys really that have come that. In, like Anne Hathaway. Who else? Oh, Liz Taylor.
Oh, you call her Liz?
Yeah, Liz. Hi, Liz. Oh. She had her entourage with her and a little dog. It was super cute. Even Meryl Streep is like, wow, it was really interesting working with her. And she was so reserved and so polite and so beautiful and so giving, take after take after take. She was amazing.
But, she is something.
Consummate. Incredible. Just consummate.
Unbelievable.
And, yeah. But I missed out on Paul. Yeah. And Aww. Missed out on the Rolling Stones and missed out on a few, but comme ça, comme ça.
Yeah.
It's okay. We got a donut break, buddy.
Oh, great. Deliciousness. That's how I would describe it. Ooh. It looks like a regular donut with chocolate on it.
Now, what's that appendage sticking out of the top?
It looks like, this is s'mores. That looks, there's a little rim of marshmallow, and that's a graham cracker.
Oh, dude. This I don't know like how we're going to eat all that, but somehow I want to wrap my chops around all of that and still leave enough for you.
Dig in, y'all.
Okay. Somehow we got to do this. Quick, do a bite. 1, 2, 3.
Double bite.
Oh.
There's a little marshmallow on your nose.
Hold on. That one's good.
Okay.
Are we doing a 1, 2, 3?
Well, can we just describe what experience we just had?
That was so good.
Yeah.
I don't want this to get bleeped, but it's an orgasm in your mouth. It was like, that was really delicious. A sugar orgasm in your mouth.
It was. You're right. You're not wrong. I don't think you should bleep truth, you know?
The truth shouldn't be bleeped.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
It's 1, 2, 3, go.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 9.
1,000.
What? What? 1,000?
No. That is not you. 1 to 10.
I warn you.
Okay, we'll do 10. So then it's 10.
You give it a 10.
So what did you say?
I said 9. Well, only because I'm leaving the possibility of something better. I don't know.
That's what I think.
This is my second donut ever on this Simpsons Declassified. I don't know what to expect. Listen, a Butterfinger donut might beat that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I think that's my favorite candy bar, Butterfinger.
All right. So, Patrick, we have a quick skit.
Okay.
All right. So here we go. So, you're the great Hambino.
That would be me, yeah.
Oh, cool. Say it.
Say what?
Oh, come on. Don't act like you don't know. Do it!
Fine. You're killing me, Smalls.
Again.
You're killing me, Smalls?
again, but like it matters.
You're killing me, Smalls.
No. Give it stakes.
What stakes?
You just lost everything.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Good. Now, say it without saying it.
What?
Same feeling, no words. That's it. Now, say it to me.
You're killing me, Bart.
Whoa, ma'am, too far.
You told me to...
Yeah, I didn't say make it personal.
Okay, you just want me to keep saying it.
Yes, it's a great line.
Yeah, it is. You're killing me, Smalls.
Eat my shorts.
Good skit.
Good skit. Awesome. Thank you, dude. Our fans are obsessed with Simpsons, like their conspiracy theories, their Easter eggs, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So I'm just curious, what's your favorite fan theory you've ever heard, or do you have a hot take regarding the Simpsons?
Whoa. I didn't really know that there were Easter eggs and things like that.
Yeah. You got there are, like, signage. There's little things that are in the fans, they're like laser. They're like lasers on it.
They
spot these things and they comment about it. And because you can stop and start and you see these things, you have to rewind sometimes several times. But these guys, yeah.
So the creators put these Easter eggs
on purpose. Yeah.
Have you heard the predictions and stuff?
No.
There's famously an episode where Trump in The Simpsons is writing down a list of things he wants to get done and accomplish, and one of them is be the president. And then, of course,
is that before he was president?
Yes.
What?
Yes. And then, like, Lady Gaga playing in the Super Bowl, and they've predicted lots of different things that have happened.
So The Simpsons is really running the world.
Yes, that's right. They're actually psychic.
Wait, wow. But did Trump, like, say he wanted to do that, or that was just a...
No, I mean, basically, because we have had the writers come on, and we obviously, like, tell us how it is possible
that they won't
do it. Mike Scully, one of the producers and former showrunners of the show, said, you know, we would know about things like he was kind of talking about politics a long time ago. But, of course, as you grow up and stuff, like, so much of this you don't know because you weren't in that thing. You weren't like an evolved adult while that was happening, so it just looks too coincidental. But Lady Gaga playing the Super Bowl—that's
what I was gonna say. That's not that. There's a good chance, though.
That hot take is like that's not really predicting.
Oh, that's what I thought you were gonna say. I was like, I could do that.
It was how she was hanging in the air.
Oh, okay. That's what I was going to say.
The whole performance was a little like, wait, how did they come up with
that? Okay, well, if they match performance, now we're talking.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Because I was going to be like, okay, well, Sabrina Carpenter is going to do the Super Bowl. Okay, yeah, she probably will.
No, I like the Pat's hot take, honestly, is like their predictions are not really that.
Oh, my God. No. All Simpsons fans literally hate me now. No, I didn't understand that. That's cool. If they did it like she did it, and, you know, we're kind of mirroring. Yeah. Well, but who's to say? Hold on. Here's my hot take.
You ready, Simpsons fans? Let's hear it.
I think that The Simpsons, you heard it here first, is the hot take. The Simpsons do things and are trendsetters. Then people watch it. So Lady Gaga saw The Simpsons and went, you know what? I'm going to perform at the Super Bowl, and I'm going to do it like that.
There you go.
I love this.
That's my hot take.
It's a genius hot take.
I just won back all the Simpsons fans.
You totally did.
Which is not a small crowd.
It's not a small crowd. And you know what? Thank you for doing that, because most people are a little like, oh, I don't really have a hot take. And I'm like, oh.
No, I think you guys are, you know, setting the trends.
Thank you.
Yeah. I like it.
I'll take full credit for that. Thank you. So guess what we get now?
What, a donut?
Yes, another donut.
How did you predict that?
I don't know. Yeah, it looks like you took a really good donut and ruined it with some more green tea frosting.
You know, it sort of looks like slime, like a pale slime instead of a glaze.
Yeah.
I'm a little hesitant, but...
Oh, but he was
but
so
it's
excited.
On... What are these called?
These type of donuts? Bear claws?
Bear claw?
No.
No.
No, they're just the, like, more condensed...
cake donut.
Yeah, they're cake donuts. Yeah. Thank you.
Shall we?
Yeah, let's get into
let's
it.
Let's
dig in.
You ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. I feel like there's some disappointment happening.
It's like blueberry with green tea frosting.
Ew. Okay, I've got it. You got
1, 2, 3, 2.
2.
Yes!
Yes, you matched!
We did it. We did it. Yeah, that
donut
was,
sucks.
It does suck. That donut was terrible. And I mean, terrible.
It's what happens, but don't worry. We still have the good one in the
box. I know there's worse out there, so that's why I said 2.
Well, next up, we have our guest-to-guest tradition, where our last guest left a question without knowing who the next guest was going to be.
Wow.
Okay. So the question that was left for you is from Tony Revolori. So we're going to play that question for you so you can hear him.
Hi, Bobby Boy. To the guest that is coming on after me.
I feel like we know each other.
My name is Tony Revolori, and my question for you is, what is a childhood movie, animated movie, that you grew up with that you hold near and dear in your heart?
You know, God, I have one in mind, but I just watched it with my kids and they loved it, which blows my mind. Like,
I know, it's like, Time Warp, right?
Right?
Yeah.
And I know that's why Sandlot kind of kept going, mm-hmm. because parents, but it's really special when your kid, like my kids are, oh, well, that's a TV show, but they're watching DuckTales right now.
Oh, classic.
And I'm like, that's awesome.
Wow. Yes.
I love Scrooge McDuck. animated. I'm just trying to make sure.
Scanning.
I scanned my entire childhood. all right. I'm just going to go with it. Land Before Time. Oh. That's what we just watched. Such a tearjerker. Such a good one. Such, I mean, holds up.
Yep.
And that's so like sweet. More fine art animation. It wasn't so cartoonish. It was more
sure,
like fine
you're right,
art.
You're right.
Right?
Yeah, it's so cute and so sweet. And it's like 1 hour 20
mm-hmm.
back when movies were short.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That was a good time.
Good.
Oh, and all of them are so good. Like the sequels, right? How many sequels were there?
Oh, I didn't see any of them.
Well, they're coming up with Toy Story 5.
They're coming up with 5.
I'm so happy about that.
I know. Toy Story is probably the greatest animated
movie. So good. So good.
And you literally bawl like a baby at the end of all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one's such a good one, though. Littlefoot.
Littlefoot? Oh, that Littlefoot's Land Before Time. Right? Yeah, I was like, oh, Littlefoot, Toy Story.
There's another one that's a favorite of mine.
I thought of Sporky when you said that. I was like, you mean Sporky?
Oh. There's a favorite one that it's more of an adult, meaning it's not really for kids, but it's the triplets of
Belvedere?
Bellevue? Belleville?
Oh, yes.
Bellevue. French. It was like this cyclist, and it's like, oh, my God.
Yes, I know which one you're talking about.
It's so good. You might want to check it out. You and after the kids are in bed or whatever, it's such pure animation. It's lovely. It's just not done.
I haven't seen it. I have to check it out.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, do you have a question prepared for our next guest?
Hi, you. My name's Patrick Renna, and I've been wanting to ask you this question for a long time. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Amazing question.
That's a great question.
Not bad, right?
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. Bravo.
Yes.
Patrick.
Exactly.
Great.
That's one of my favorite questions, actually.
So good.
Well, Tony inspired me. I'm going to bump into Tony one day and be like, dude, great question. A little creeped out. I'll be like, what are you talking about?
So you asked that great question. So what do we have to look forward with
to
you?
Me in 5 years?
Yeah, what's coming up?
Maybe three more kids. Irish family.
5 years from now. What is it? 2031?
No, less. Like,
she's just saying, what's coming up?
Yeah,
very excited about the show I'm filming in June. I'm just continuing to develop new things with, you know, Hambino Media and probably get some of those things that I'm developing actually going and under my belt. I love making movies and TV and or even reels, and just that's the one I have the most fun. So just being able to continue to do that as much as possible, I think, and also raising my family, you know.
Yeah. Baby girl.
And my girl, yeah. Mm. My my wife's convinced that she's already daddy's little girl because the boys truly are mama's boys. Like they always were. And I mean, we get along great, but there's something special. And already the Lily, her name is, when I'm holding her, and she is all about mom, but mom tries to grab her and she kind of goes like, finally. Yes. I mean, about 3 minutes later, she's crying for mom, but whatever. Yeah, right, yeah. It's the little victims. Yeah.
So adorable. Yeah. Patrick, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Coming on our show. It was so fun.
Did we finish with a donut or no? No, too much. I went too far. Okay.
Show's over, losers.